7841.
Yes, ma'am.
41, thank you. All right, Psalm 7841. Do you want to read that?
It says that, yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel.
So that's telling us that God can be limited.
Yeah, from us.
From us.
Individuals. Individually, we can limit God. We can. We looked up the word limited in 1828, Noah's Webster, and limited mean bonded or restrained.
Well, bound.
Oh, bounded.
Bound.
Sorry.
Or restrained. So when something's bound,
yeah.
And then...
I don't know why I said bonded.
Bonded, well, so.
Yeah.
Bonded or restrained. So, yeah.
Restrained,
so,
just holding back, unable to move. It's like a straitjacket, right? Whenever they put that on you, you're stuck like this. You're restrained. You're not going anywhere. You're not doing anything. You might be able to walk, but you can't do nothing. You're restrained from doing anything. You can't even get yourself water.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we do not want to be doing that with God. We need God to... We're going to take the limits off of God so he can work in our life the way that he needs to. And we're not going to be holding up that. So, all right, let's start over in Psalm 78:7. Let's kind of start at almost the beginning of all this. And we're just going to be working our way through this and taking a look at what Psalm 78 has to say for us today.
Amen. Psalm 78:7. It says that they might set their hope in God and not forget. That's a key word, not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Amen. And that talks about the children of Israel here.
Yeah.
Amen. But the first thing right here is don't forget his works, God's works. Don't forget God's works, right?
Yeah. So, and sometimes that even means that if you know that God has worked in your life in a certain way, we need to be writing it down. We need to be posting it somewhere. We need to be able to look back over that and to be able to remind ourselves in those hard times and those low times about what God has done. And the Bible tells us to do that. So we need to be...
I mean, David did. Remember, before he fought Goliath. Because everybody was so fearful there. Whenever he came there, they've been sitting there fearful for a while. You know, and so he came up. He's like, what are y'all doing? Why are y'all allowing this uncircumcised Philistine to frighten y'all, to talk about our God like that? Mm-hmm. He said, a lion came out, killed it. Bear came out, I killed it. He's just replaying in himself what God already did for him.
Yeah.
He chased down a lion and killed a bear with his bare hands.
Yeah.
Is that normal? Yeah, the answer is no. No, you're right. It's not normal. But the anointing of God came on him. And he killed him. He is able to kill him with his bare hands. That's really not normal. That's supernatural.
Yes.
It is. But he rehearsed it in himself. Mm-hmm. Before he even went and fought him, he said, you know what, God? I was out there, but you helped me. That bear, the lion came, tried to steal the lamb. I chased him down. I killed him. The bear came out. I killed him. And he said, now this uncircumcised Philistine is going to be just like him. He's going to die just like they did. And so he went out after him. And, you know, it's always important like David, he ran towards Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't walk. He didn't stutter step. And he had the word in his mouth the whole time. Right?
Yeah.
So don't run at your giant with your mouth shut.
Amen.
Speak the word.
Yeah.
Speak the word saying, today you're about to die. Today is the last time you will ever try to affect me like you're doing right now.
Yeah, so good.
Man, yeah.
So good. Also, in this scripture it says, keep his commandments. So something that we have to do is we have to remember that God needs our cooperation.
Yeah.
He can't override our will.
Yeah.
So he's willing to do things. He's willing to do really big things in our life and great things for us. But if we are not cooperating, if we are rebelling like the children of Israel did, as we kind of read through here, that he's bound, he's restrained, he's limited, because we're not obeying what he told us to do.
Yeah, we're limiting.
Yeah, so keep his commands. So, all right.
Amen. And you know, we can go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so basically, so number one, don't forget his works.
Yeah.
Number Amen. Two, we have to obey. We have to listen to the Lord.
Amen.
We have to do what he is wanting us to do, so we have to obey his commandments.
Yeah. Yeah. Psalm 78, same one, verse 8, it says, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
Yeah. All right. So I want to read that out of the Amplified because it's really good. All right. Verse 8. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hearts aright, nor prepared their heart to know God.
To know him.
And whose spirits were not steadfast and faithful to God.
Yeah. Amen. The Passion, I'll read that to you real fast. It says, by following his ways, they will break the past bondage of their fickle fathers. Hmm. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. Who were a stubborn, rebellious generation, and whose spirits strayed. They didn't stay in tune with him. They didn't run with him. They kind of veered off, right? Mm-hmm. Strayed from the eternal God. They refused to love him with all their hearts. But break past the bondage of their fickle fathers. I looked that word up, fickle, in the Noah's 1828 Noah's. It means wavering. Mm-hmm. Wavering, inconstant, unstable, of a changeable mind, not firm in opinion or purpose.
Wow. Yeah.
Not firm in opinion or purpose. Amen. Liable to change, not fixed or firm. That's, go ahead.
Well, we have a responsibility.
We do.
That we do have the responsibility in this, that we need to be setting our hearts right toward God. So yes, we do need a relationship with Jesus Christ in our life. We need to put that first and foremost. But also, after that, there's renewing your mind. The Bible talks about renewing your mind. We need to check our attitudes, what's happening in our life, what we're letting into our houses. I mean, there's so many different aspects. And the Holy Spirit will show you those things as you walk your Christian walk. But we do have a responsibility that we need to be setting ourselves right toward God.
Yeah, amen. So. Amen. You want to go to three?
Yeah, so let's see here. Yep, so number three.
Go ahead.
Take the limits off. Okay, get right with God. So yes, so another way to take the limit off of God is to get right with God. There we go.
Amen.
You want me to read this?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so let's start reading. We're going to read down a little bit together, starting at Psalms 78:11. And let's see here. Let's see if I'm in the King James or the Amplified still. And let's see. All right, so this one is the Amplified, but it's very, very close to the King James right here. Psalm 78:11, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt and in the field of Zoan, where Pharaoh resides. He divided the Red Sea and caused them to pass through it, and he made the waters stand like a heap. I mean, these are pretty marvelous things, right?
Yeah.
Verse 14, in the daytime also he led them with a pillar of cloud and all the night with a light of fire. He split rock in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly out of the deep.
Amen.
He brought streams out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers.
Amen.
They still went on to sin against him by provoking and rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. Verse 18, and they tempted God in their hearts. Sometimes this is a heart issue.
Yeah.
It's what's going on the inside. On the outside, you might be looking fine, having the right response, but it's a heart issue on the inside.
Like Abraham and Sarah, remember? What'd Sarah do whenever God told him, said, you're going to have a child, remember? Because he ended up asking Abraham, he said, why is she laughing? Because she went outside the tent and started laughing. Like, yeah, that ain't going to happen, right?
Yeah.
God's like, well, why is she laughing?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, yep, it was something with the heart.
Yeah,
so.
Go ahead.
All right, so, and they tempted God in their hearts by asking for food according to their selfish desire and appetite.
Yeah.
Yes, they spoke against God. They said, can God furnish the food for a table in the wilderness? Behold, he did smite the rocks so the waters gushed out and the streams flowed, but can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people?
Yeah, that is, you know, and we're not talking about them, obviously, we're learning right
we're
now,
learning.
Right? Because I know we've done the same thing in our individual lives. You know, it's like we believe God for something to be paid, and then a couple months go by, and then a bill or one of the kids needs shoes or something. We're like, well, how are we going to do that? Well, what'd you just do 2 months ago?
Yeah.
You believed God for it, now all of a sudden you're starting to stutter step a little bit. Mm-hmm. You're starting to restrain yourself. It's like you almost forgot what he already did 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the same thing that the Israelites did,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, and it was miraculous things they did, that they seen, I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all the plagues that came in there just for them to be free,
mm-hmm.
because Pharaoh wouldn't let them go, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They had to put the blood over the doors.
Doorpost, yes.
You know, all the frogs, the locusts, mm-hmm. the river turned to blood.
Mm-hmm.
They seen miraculous things that God did.
Yeah.
Amen,
yeah.
right? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and then they start saying this, having this attitude, this heart problem again with, can he do this? Can he do that? Provoking God and not trusting in. And there's one portion in here that I did kind of want to say that, yes, they were asking God for food, but it was not in faith. It was out of provoking God.
Yeah.
So that's not like, faith.
You really think he can do this?
Yeah.
You know,
so.
It's like, it's not in faith. It's just wavering.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
mm-hmm.
just... I don't know if he can do this or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just complaining, to be honest with you. Because, you know, they were, first off, they crossed the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all crossed the Red Sea or went down to fish and just parted the river or something? I haven't lately, you know, have you?
No.
So that's miraculous in itself, because all of Pharaoh's men was coming, right?
Yeah.
They wasn't able to get them, but yet they all died in the river. They came across through the sea. It says Red Sea, correct? So they come across, and then they start seeing God's leading them by a cloud during the day so they're not hot, so the sun's not beating on them, so it's not rough. Well, you know, when we say cloud, we might think of something like this. That it's over a million people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge cloud,
yeah.
and it's covering all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. No sun's hitting any of them.
Yeah.
They're being able to relax and just travel along wherever God's telling them to go. That's the same way we need to go.
Yeah.
See, we don't need things to be trying to jerk our attention off all the time. Just stay underneath the covering and just continue to walk and go where God's asking us to go, right?
Yeah.
And so they seen that, and then, you know, they start getting the manna from heaven.
Yeah.
From heaven, every morning, fresh manna came down. All they had to do was go outside and pick it up. That's it.
Yeah.
And then eat it. That's it. Right? And then they started complaining about that.
Yes.
They're like, well, why don't we have any meat? Why don't we just have to eat this bread all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, and then over in Numbers, it talked about that the quail came in waist deep.
Mm-hmm.
Waist deep. That's a lot of quail.
Yeah.
Son. Whole lot of quail. Be plucking feathers for days.
I have an aunt that's kind of scared of birds, so I can only imagine her reaction to that if that were to happen. You know.
Or Layla. Layla's afraid
of
dragonflies.
Yes. Yeah. And praying mantis. She doesn't like praying mantis either.
Yeah. We're getting sidetracked.
Yes. Okay.
But they were limiting God that whole time.
Yeah.
Just not trusting him at all, even though they're seeing the miraculous, mm-hmm. supernatural. Every single day, mm-hmm. in every step.
Yeah.
Because at nighttime, now there's a flame that's a huge flashlight showing me where to go.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we just got to make sure that we don't get in that same thing sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like Pastor Chelsea was saying, you know, make sure you're writing the things down, putting them up somewhere. That way you can see them and you can rehearse them every day. God, thank you, Father God. I remember when you paid that vehicle off. Thank you, Father God. I remember when you healed our kids, whenever you healed my body, whenever this happened. You're just rehearsing them, going through them, amen. And then get in the Word and just read everything that God did in there. That right there will boost you up as well. Man, hallelujah. It'll get you going just reading everything. Even just this chapter right here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'll let you see. I'm not limiting God. I'm not going to limit God. I'm going to make sure I'm watching myself. I'm not talking crazy. I'm not going to say anything that's against the Word of God, but I'm just going to continue to make sure that God is not limited, that make sure that He has a limitless supply for me that I can tap into.
Yeah.
Amen.
So good. So number four, we have, you can't speak against what you are believing for.
Yes, you can't speak.
Speak. You can't speak against what you are believing for.
Yes, ma'am.
So they wanted, you know, meat. They could have just asked God, you know.
Yeah.
But they started, you know, speaking against different things, and they were rebellious and provoked God. And,
yeah.
Do
you want to go to that?
Yeah, let's go to James 1:8. Let's get into that a little bit more, because just a second ago, Pastor Ricky talked about kind of being double-minded. So let's go over that a little bit. James 1:8.
Start in verse 6, though.
Oh, okay.
Verse 6, it says, but let him ask in what?
In
faith. Faith. Nothing what? Wavering. That means being firm. That means knowing that whatever you're about to ask right now, you know without beyond a shadow of a doubt, it belongs to you. It's yours. And once you say this, that's it. That's it. It's yours. Mm-hmm. Amen. Not wavering.
Mm-hmm.
Not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
A double-minded man is what?
Unstable.
In all. Not in a couple things, but it says, in all his ways.
Yeah.
Right here to the side, I got two-faced, unreliable.
Wow. Yeah.
He's unstable. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Just fickle. Fickle. That's what it is, fickle. You know, God told me to do this. Tomorrow you see him, well, God changed his mind.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, and then sometimes you start thinking, maybe we need to pray for God because it sounds like he's a schizophrenic or something, the way some people talk, you know.
Yeah, true. So true.
But we don't need to pray for God. He's not a schizophrenic.
No.
Amen.
No, it's us changing our mind and whatever emotion that we feel like at that day. And then
now we're bodily moved instead of faith moved. Now we're moving because of our emotions.
Emotions.
That's a great point you brought up.
Yes.
That is. You know, because sometimes we'll get tired, wore out, and we say things that are contrary to the Word of God or contrary to what we're believing.
Yeah.
And we said it either out of anger, out of being just tired, fatigued, you know, being hangry. but, you know, and sometimes, you know, whenever we start doing something, it's fun, and then the thrill is gone. And that's when a lot of people back out.
Yeah.
But not us, right?
Not us.
So make sure that, you know, once God, if God told us to do something, let's stick with it and stay with it. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's just stay with it and run it out to the end.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's good. All right, number 5. Doubt will limit God.
And that's probably where we should have read James 1:8.
It kind of goes hand in hand. All of this kind of goes hand in hand because, like we talked about last week, faith versus fear. And that was so good because we talked about how doubt really is the enemy of faith.
Yeah.
So doubt, fear, those kind of things, it's an enemy of faith. Faith can't grow in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
It pushes out faith.
Yeah, it's fear kind of, it ushers in doubt.
Yes.
What happens, you
yeah.
know? Remember Peter in the boat?
Yeah.
You know, he started seeing everything changing, waves and everything. He was fearful, and
yes.
then doubt started coming, correct?
Yes,
right?
It is.
Amen.
It's like fear is kind of like the first step or that open door.
Yeah, a
and
foothold.
Then
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then it causes doubt, and all kinds of crazy stuff can happen after that.
Yes, ma'am. So. It just starts chiseling away at your faith. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of probably what happened with the Israelites too. You know,
mm-hmm.
they started getting fearful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll go ahead.
Oh.
We'll stop with that.
Okay, let's go to Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Do you
want to
read it?
Go ahead. I read the last one. You can go ahead.
Okay, this is the New King James. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. And sometimes
Amen.
We just stop there, but a lot of times we don't know what the rest of the verse says. So,
yeah.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Okay, we got it. We've learned that.
Yeah.
We've studied that in this church before. But what does the rest say? For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
That he is.
That he is.
Yeah. That
Amen.
He is what?
Yeah, that he is God.
Yeah, that he is the Almighty God.
Yeah.
He is El Shaddai. You know, it's a good thing to, a good study too, is to learn all the God's names. Because, you know, then you're asking and you're knowing what the names mean and you know what God's capable of, correct? Because
mm-hmm.
yeah. El Shaddai is more than enough, correct?
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you know, God is love. God is our provider. God is our healer.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a list and list. There's actually a list that I have that, you
yes,
know, what
ma'am.
God is. And
yeah.
I mean, it just, there's so many different things that we can put right there for us in our situation, in our life.
Yeah.
And God is that
yeah,
for us.
You know, if you're sick, you believe that God, for he who comes to God must believe that God believe that he is the healer.
Yes.
You know, you can put that there. He is the provider.
Amen.
Right? Amen.
Yeah, that's so good. All right, but the next portion of this is... and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
He is a rewarder.
Yeah.
Now we see during, you know, in this passage in Psalm 78 that the children of Israel at that point were not diligently seeking him. They
no.
were rebellious.
No, they still had captivity in their hearts.
Yeah.
They still had slavery.
Mm-hmm. Slave
they
mentality.
Were still, yeah, mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They were
yep.
still slave mentality.
Yeah.
They weren't God minded yet.
Yeah.
They weren't, even though they were seeing everything, you know. And that's the way we got to be. You know, we got to start making sure that we're getting in the Word. That way, we're changing the old us into the new us,
yeah.
into the Word us. Amen.
Yeah.
And that way, we're not wavering. We're not fickle. We're stable. We're
yeah.
firm. We're standing where we're supposed to be, doing what we're supposed to be doing. Amen.
Yeah.
And we're not allowing things just to take our attention off what we're believing,
mm-hmm.
regardless of every circumstance trying to go on
mm-hmm.
around us, right? Because everything's going to try to get your focus and try to get you from believing what you're actually believing for.
Yeah.
Satan doesn't want you to receive anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He doesn't. And so if you're in faith, you just got to stand with it. He's going to try to make sure things come up to get you out of faith,
mm-hmm.
to try to get you doubting that God's able to do something. You know, because like they started doubting, can we really get, you know, can God really feed us meat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can God really deliver us out of here, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were doubting God. They had the slavery mentality. I just spit on my phone. They had the slavery mentality, and it stuck with them for a while. Stuck with them all the way till they died, to be honest with you, because they never
yeah.
got into Canaan's land, did they?
They never got the promised land, no.
Never did. And God said, I gave this land to you. Go and possess it.
Yeah.
Right? And so whenever, you know, and God tells us that. He says,
mm-hmm.
whatever, it belongs to you. We're
mm-hmm.
we're joint heirs with Jesus, correct?
Yes, we are, yeah.
And so everything belongs to us then, correct?
Yes.
And so, I mean, a lot of times we think it might just fall on us fall on us like ripe cherries off a tree, but we have a part to play, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
yep.
Right? We just can't sit on the couch eating bonbons. We got to get in the Word, see what belongs to us, go after it. And just stay seeking God, diligently seeking God. Just stay after
seeking God. So I know it's an interesting thought is today started Passover. So in Israel right now, they are celebrating Passover. And it's interesting that the Psalm 78 that we're going through Moses, you know, going in and doing all that. And it's just neat that that's what we're going over and that's happening now. And especially in these kind of times where that we do have, you know, God delivering us again. And we're seeing it right now in this world. And these are exciting times. They really are.
Yeah.
So we need to stay in the Word. We need to stay encouraged. We need to build up our faith. Let's go over to Psalms 78:22. All right, and this is the Amplified again. Because in God they believed not. That's not going to be us, right?
Yeah.
So because in God not they believed us. Not, they relied not on him, they adhered not to him, and they trusted not in his salvation. And then the Amplified version says, his power to save. And Amen. We really have to take a really good look at this and really say to ourselves right now, today, they didn't believe God had the power to save. Are we really believing that God still today has the power to save?
Yeah, amen.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He does. From any kind of sickness, any kind of pestilence, any kind of craziness that's going on.
Yeah.
That we're not going to be those people that believe not.
Yeah,
we are going to be the people that do believe, that do rely on him, that do adhere to him,
yes,
that do
ma'am.
Trust in his salvation
yeah.
and his power to save.
Amen. Yeah, his ability.
His ability in that.
Amen.
Yes, because
yeah.
it's not us. We're never yeah. going to be able to do this or that to be able to. It's the power that God has to
Amen.
Save us.
Yeah.
So, and one thing that happens is Satan, the main lie that happens, especially with people that aren't going to church regularly or have been out of church for a long time, is that same lie over and over again of you have gone too far, God
yeah.
can't reach you now.
The roof's going to fall in.
If you come into the church doors. That's a lie. You are never too far away from God.
No.
You are never too far away from his love.
Mm-mm.
There is nothing you can do that yeah. would be able to separate you from that.
Yeah, his love will always meet you.
Yes.
His
yes.
love is always there to meet you wherever you're at.
Yes.
Amen. All
yes.
you got to do is call out to him. And his love and grace is there just to wrap you up and say, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here. Come on. Let's
yes.
go. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It's
yeah.
just a love like you don't, like we just don't, it's hard to
it is.
Describe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, man, it's a, mm-hmm. it's like a, 30,000 ton weight just leaving your body whenever you just come into the presence. Just say,
yeah.
oh, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Just I receive you
yeah.
right now. You know,
Amen.
And it just Amen. All the cares of life just fall off of you. Don't
yeah.
worry about all that same stuff that everybody worries about, you know.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we're children of God and we're stewards of the Word. Amen.
Yeah.
So we just get in here and we're just learning about God, learning the character of God, learning how God truly operates. He's not here to kill me. He's not here to steal from me, but he's here to give me eternal life,
yes.
everlasting
yes.
life.
Amen.
And he's here to let me enjoy life,
yes.
not to go through it mad, just look like I ate a lemon, just all dumb like this, you know.
Yeah.
But to have fun and enjoy yes. life every single day. Amen.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, we're going to do one more scripture. Let's go down to verse 42. Verse 42, and this is going to wrap it up for us. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the enemy.
Amen.
They didn't remember that day.
And that was when they were coming.
Yeah.
One of the days was whenever they, you know, coming out of the being slaves.
Yeah, when they were actually being redeemed, being delivered. They did not remember that day.
His power.
And his power.
They remembered Pharaoh's power.
Mm.
That was it.
Yeah. We have an opportunity this Sunday to know and to remember the one who redeemed us.
Not just this Sunday, but every day.
It's every day. But
it truly is every day.
Yeah.
Amen.
But it's nice. We do. We do remember his power. And the same
power
that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us.
Well,
that's
what
the scripture says.
Being quick in
and
our mortal body. Amen.
That Jesus was the last sacrifice. That there's nothing that you could ever sacrifice that is going to get you in right standing with God. Because it's not that way. It's only through Jesus Christ that shed his blood on the cross, that has forgiven you from sin, that raised 3 days later.
Amen.
And took the keys of death, hell, and the grave.
Yeah.
And we have the victory.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That
we
is
live
the good
in
news.
That victory
every
day. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't forget, Sunday, we're actually not starting at 10:30. We're going to start at 10 this Sunday.
10 this Sunday, yeah. And then let's pray real quick, too, because I really feel like there's somebody that is that's either watching this or somewhere. And it doesn't even have to be today, because there's no time or distance in the Lord.
Yeah.
There's no time and distance in the Lord. But if this is speaking to you today, let's just pray.
Yeah.
So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that right now these words that have went out today from your word, they're going out and they are effective, Father God, and that they will not return void, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that right now for anybody that is calling unto you, that they are receiving this love and this peace and this joy, Lord, that they are right now feeling that weight just being lifted off of them, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
All of that sin and everything else that you have nailed to the cross for them, that right now they do feel that deliverance. They do feel that salvation.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, that all we have to do is call on the name Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you meet us right where we're at. So thank you, Father God, for that. And thank you, Lord, for this time as we got into this word. But Lord, that we do apply it to our life, that we are taking the limits off of you, and we're going to see marvelous, miraculous signs and wonders in our life, Father God, every day. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 All right, if that's you, you can get a hold of us, message us, let us know if you dedicated to your life to Jesus today. If anything else, healings, anything else, let us know. We want to hear about it. So we love you guys,
Amen.
And we're going to be seeing you guys on Sunday. So have a good rest of the night.
We'll see y'all Sunday.